Over half of septic tanks inspected last year failed the test, polluting water and putting people's health at risk because they weren't built properly or aren't being maintained. There are around 500,000 septic tanks around the country to treat largely household sewage, mostly in rural areas and attached to one-off houses. Just under 1,400 were inspected by local authorities last year. Noel Byrne is with us. He's programme manager with the Environmental Protection Agency, who carried out a report with these findings. Noel Byrne, good morning.
Good morning, Evan.
We do this interview with you almost every year, and the findings are pretty much the same every year. Around half of septic tanks tested don't work properly, several for years. Why?
Well, I suppose, look, at today the EPA launched a report on the local authority inspections of septic tanks. What we did see was there's 1,390 inspections completed by local authorities, which was positive. But as you say, over half of septic tanks failed, which is a real concern. And I suppose the issue with faulty septic tanks failing is they are a risk to the environment and are a real risk to people's health, especially if you've got a drinking water well on site, and that's why they must be resolved. Now, there's two key causes of the failures here. You can have construction issues, such as maybe a crack in the tank or a leak, or you can have a simpler issue, such as maintenance issues, you know, that they haven't been emptied out like they should. They should be emptied on a 3 or 4 year cycle, but if that's not happening, that'll give you maintenance issues. And oftentimes septic tanks, if you like, the septic tank and the percolation area, they're at the bottom of a garden, so they're kind of out of sight. And unfortunately, if they're out of sight, they're out of mind, and then they aren't being maintained. And that's when you can have these risks create then for the environment, but indeed more significantly for people's health, particularly for that drinking water well.
If my tank isn't working, or I think it isn't working, what do I do? How much is it going to cost me to fix it?
Well, I suppose a few key things for householders here to do. You know, there's simple checks. Effectively, you should walk around your septic tank and your percolation area, just see, is there any obvious problems? And if there is a problem, get it fixed. And if you are applicable, you should apply for the grant. Again, you should empty your septic tank every 3 to 4 years. That'll cost you roughly €300. And if you have a drinking water well, you should get it tested annually. The basic test is about €60, and you get more in a detailed test if you like. But by doing these simple measures, you would protect your family's health and the environment. So I would ask any of your listeners this morning, I know they may be sitting down having their breakfast now, but the question is, do they know if their septic tank is working properly? Have they tested their well? And they really need to do those things if they want to be satisfied to protecting their own family's health, even maybe risks to their neighbours' wells and the environment.
But, I mean, just under 1,400 inspections in a year of around 500,000 septic tanks. The chances are, if your septic tank isn't working, you're not going to be caught, are you?
Well, look, it is a low number of inspections relative to the total number of septic tanks that are in the country, but they are very focused, and they are focused on the high-risk areas. So the inspections are targeted to septic tanks at the moment that are with 100 metres of a stream, or they are targeted to areas where you've got shallow soils and there's a drinking water well on the same site. So if you use in those scenarios, those are the areas that have been targeted first. And then obviously there's other things there, then the kind of local authorities do other inspections on top of that, or maybe on foot complaints and another area and other things. But really, what you know, if people shouldn't wait, you know, to be caught, if you like, they need to do the right thing here. So
I go back to the original question. It's the same findings every year. Nothing's changing here, really, is it?
No, it is that challenging piece here. Again, it comes down to the fact, look, at they're in the bottom of gardens, so they're kind of this out of sight and out of mind. But it has to come back to the situation here that, you know, it's down to individuals in a household primarily to kind of say, look, is my septic tank working properly? Because their onus is on them to protect, you know, their own family and the environment. But the local authorities, they have made progress in some areas. We have seen, like, there's been 13,000 inspections completed since 2013. 82% of the failed septic tanks have been fixed, but there's still 1,100 of those that remain unresolved, and half of those are over 2 years of age. So the local authority is the regulator in this space. From a report we see, two-thirds of the local authorities are making good progress, and they see that, you know, they have a good resolution rate of the septic tanks by working with the householders. We are seeing there's a third of local authorities where we do need to see greater enforcement effort by working with the householders to bring these to resolution. But if they aren't seeing these issues being resolved, they may need to take escalating enforcement action, and they can take prosecutions. And there has been 66 prosecutions taken to date for people who haven't fixed their septic tanks. So if you give an example, like if you have an issue here of a septic tank that has a pipe that shouldn't be there, that's going out to stream, so you have maybe untreated sewage going into a waterway, That's unacceptable in this day and age, okay. And the local authorities can't allow it to continue. So in those situations, they have to take action.
Noel Byrne, Programme Manager with the EPA, thank you for speaking with us. It's 8:15.